Okay, Rabbi said today's daf is daf ayin, and we're holding the third line from the top of the Amid, where the Gemara begins with a shayla bo'i minei Rav Acha bar Huna me Rav Sheshes. We're going to have two versions of the shayla. Both of the shaylas are quite fascinating. You'll recall that we had back in the Mishnah that a person who sells a soda, certain things are automatically included. And then there's certain things which are not automatically included. If he says, not only I'm selling you the soda, but he, v'chol ma shebitocha, the soda and everything which was within the field, says the Mishnah, hari kulin mechura. I'm looking back at the Mishnah, samach ches omid beis, on the bottom, where the Mishnah says that if you say, he, v'chol ma shebitocha, hari kulin mechura, everything is sold. That is the avonim letzorcha, the avonim she'en letzorcha, the konim letzorcha, which is not letzorcha, the chitzis hakonim, shemera, the whole 9 yards like we had in the Mishnah. However, the last two lines, it says, benkach u benkach, even if he writes in the shtar befeirish, he b'chol mashe b'soicha, v'imochar, skip to the last line, es achorev hamurkov, yes, sadin hashikma. And you remember we learned yesterday, the reason is because these are two very, very choshiva and very noteworthy trees. The Chorev Morkav is not a young tree. That would be called Chorev She'eni Morkav. Chorev Morkav means that it's so big, strong, and mighty that they have engrafted on it branches from other trees. And Sadna Shikma is also, quote-unquote, an elderly sycamore tree. And therefore, both of these are considered to be very distinctive trees. So when a person goes and sells his field, these trees he left for himself. Unless, of course, he writes Beferish that the Chorev HaMorkav and the Sadna Shikma is included. But otherwise, when you sell a soda, even with the magic words, he, V'chol Masha B'soicha, the Chorev HaMorkav and the Sadna Shikma are kept behind for himself. So now the Gemara tells us the following. We have a person who is selling his field, and he had, for instance, in the field, ten sadn hashikmas. Quite a few. A whole bunch of them. And, Zokti Gemara, boi minir av acha bar huna mir av sheshes, fourth line from the top of ayin amir aleph. What happens if he says, chutz mi chorev ploini, or chutz mi sadn ploini mahu? This field that has in it, lemoshel, 10 charuv hamurkivs, or 10 sadn hashikmas. The mocher, if he said nothing, would keep all 10 of them, because he doesn't have to say anything. In fact, even if he says, he mechol mashe besoicha, he retains. But for some strange reason, he writes in the shtar, but I'm holding back the charuv and this sadn. This charuv and sadn, I'm not selling those. Those I'm keeping for myself. Now, what's the din now? Even though under normal circumstances, all charuvim he holds back for himself, by the fact that he went and specified davka charuv ploini, that one, you know, the first one there in the corner, that the really majestic one, it's a little green, a little blue, you know exactly what I mean. That's the famous charuv that he's keeping for himself. So what did he have to do that for? Anyway, all the charuvim he keeps for himself. This is totally unnecessary. So is it possible by the fact that he added these magic words, chutz mecharev ploini, he's, if you will, undermining his normal right to keep all 10, and it's as if he's saying, I'm only keeping this one chorev, the other 9 are included in the sale.
He didn't know.
Maybe he was an Amoret. Maybe his lawyer was an Amoret. Could be.
He didn't know. He made a mistake. He didn't swear anything.
Okay, so we're going to get to your idea about a mistake in a moment. In the meantime, the Gemara asked by the fact that he said, Oisei Chorev, Chutz Misadn Ploini, does he mean Oisei Chorev or Oisei Sadn Hudloi Kani, or Shah Charuvim Kani, but all the other Charuvim, all the other sycamore trees are sold. Oidilma Shah Charuvim Nami Loi Kani, or even though he wrote these words unnecessarily, but nevertheless, he doesn't lose out the halacha of our Mishnah. And that is a shachar Reuben he keeps for himself. Just because he did Rishbam, he uses the expression later on, even though Omar Shtus Zeh, he said something which is so ridiculous, why did you have to say Chutz Mecharav Plani? But nevertheless, makes no difference. The Mishnah guarantees you and grants you all of the Charuvim. So the fact that you did this funny thing that said Chutz Mecharav Zeh doesn't undermine your rights to the Mishnah to go and get the Shah Charuvim. Omalezi told him Loikon. In fact, he's not koine any of the charuvim, meaning the lekech is not koine any of the charuvim, but rather this moicha retains not only the right to the chutz misadon or charuv blaini, but all of them. So now you're going to wonder, we have typically a rule that whenever you add words to a document that gives you a certain degree of yipui koyach, yipui koyach means we strengthen your legal rights. Here, if anything, he's undermining his legal rights by adding, like you say, kol yeser kenotel dami, or kol amoisiv goyreya. Why was it necessary to add the chutz misan plagi? So Rishbam says, nishkeferlich. This would go back to the famous machloikas that had between Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon, whether moicher, bain yofa moicher, or ba'ayin ro'a moicher. So how does that apply over here? Very simply, by the fact that he went and added the magic words, chutz misadon ploini, which was not necessary. Not only does he get all of the charuvin and all of the shikma trees, but vis-a-vis that particular one that he said, chutz misadon ploini, he gets a derech. Just like we had by the bar vedus. It wasn't necessary to go and say, chutz mi bar vedus, because of course you retain the bar vedus automatically when you sell a bais. But by adding these words, chutz mi bar vedus, then he set aside for himself a derech. Normally, to all of these trees, according to Rabbi Kiva, right? Based on our Mishnah, you sold a field, you retained the trees, but you still have to be lekeach derech to get to the trees. By going and saying the words, chutz mi charev ploini, he's Meshayer Derech Li'atzmai, and he doesn't have to go and purchase a road or a right of way, and he doesn't have to take a helicopter to get to that Chorav Ploin. That's good to Rabbi Kiva. But what about like the Rabbanu? What is the Yipui Koyach? After all, the Rabbanu hold Moicher Ba'ain, raw Moicher. What have we gained by saying Chutz Mechorav Ploini? So this gets back to Mr. Friedlander's point of a minute ago. This person's Yipui Koyach is what the Gemara called yesterday, Shufra Dishtara. What was Shufra Dishtara? If you go back to Samach Tes Amid Beis, fifth line of the wide lines of the Rishbam, you'll see towards the end of the line it says Shufra Dishtara. Yipa Koyach Ashta, Tafilu Osi Lefnei Bezdin Toyin Yahavile, Sharamu Farosh B'Toyach Ashta. What happens if you have three Dayanim that know Oyre Chaim, and they know Eben Ezer in Yeridea, but they're Shvach in Choish and Mishpat. So they didn't know about the Hilchois, Sadon HaShikma, and the Chorav HaMurkav. And therefore, if it doesn't say it in the document, they might say, Rabbi Yisai, it doesn't say Chutz Misadon HaShikma. It doesn't say Chutz Mechorav HaMurkav. And therefore, they are Toyin, they might say, it's included in the sale. This individual, by writing Chutz Misadon Ploini, at least vis-a-vis that particular one, he knows for sure that even Toyin will realize, Shteitech B'Feirish, it's explicit. I'm keeping for myself that Sadon Ploini. So therefore, there is a Yipui Koyach, a benefit by adding these words. And we do not undermine his regular entitlement to get all the other Charuvim and all the other Sadon Hashemas.
Well, why is this a problem? It's a Dvar Mishnah, and a Tov Dvar Mishnah is Chayev by a Dayanim, right? So what's the... I don't understand. We're suddenly worried the Dayanim won't know a Mishnah?
Can you imagine?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's unusual, but it's so exceptional that they're Chayev. So why are we suddenly worried about them not knowing this Mishnah?
You have a Moicher, who Moicher says, listen, I've been to courts, I've been to Bate Dinim, I've been to Rabbanim, to Dayanim. Nobody's perfect. People make mistakes.
Okay.
One thing is certain. I want that Sadon HaShikma. I'd love to have all of them. But this one in particular, this one I remember, I planted it 50 years ago, and it's grown, and it's beautiful, and it blossoms, and it's up, but it up, but it up. That one I want for sure. The other stuff, hopefully, I'll get, because hopefully the Bezdin know what they're doing. But this one he wanted to make sure. So he wrote it in B'Feresh. So what you're telling me is, by adding the words Chutz Nisad and Ploini, we have not lost any rights, we've only added rights. Eisvei, I'll ask you a question from a Braisa. Our very case. Chutz Mechar Ploini, Chutz Nisad and Ploini, Loi Kana, he was not Koina. Now, L'Choira, what does that mean, Loi Kana? The Lokeach was not Koina, that particular Chorav Ploini, or that particular Sadden Ploini, because it says Loikana. My love, Oisei Chorovud Loikana, it's Mashma, this particular one. Or Shacharuvim Kana, but there are other Charuvim, he would be Koina. And therefore, not like Rav Sheshes Paskin, that he wasn't Koina anything. But rather, by going and saying Dafka Sadden Ploini, Taka undermined what he normally would have been entitled to, normally been entitled to all of the 10 Charuvim, by saying Charuv Ploini, only that Charuv keeps for himself, but all the others are Kana. No, even though the Braisa simply says Leikana, don't interpret it to mean Dafka, that Charuv Ploini. It means Leikana, any of the Charuvim, any of the Shikma trees in that property.
It doesn't make any sense to me at all. If he's saying specifically, I'm not selling, you know, the corner Shikma, mm-hmm. Sycamore,
mm-hmm.
Why would specifying it undermine his right to it? Specifying it can't. Maybe it undermines his rights, the Gemara's question, to the other nine.
Mm-hmm. But why we're talking about the other nine. That one for sure he retains. That's no question. The question only is, what about the other nine? Does he get those or not? So the Lashon HaBrais, it sounds like, oh, that particular one. It was effective writing Chutz Mechara Ploini, because that one taka loikana, the Likiach is not koina. That belongs to the Moich. It's a chmashim that all the other nine Charuvim, however, do come to Likiach. So you want to know, loikana means it doesn't get any of them. All of them remain with the Moich. And the Gemara says, Taida, I'll tell you common sense. Use your Seich. The Il Omale, what happens if a person writes in a document? A person, for instance, is a wealthy individual and he has 10 fields, 10 soles. Let's not talk about 10 trees, it's 10 soles. What happens if he writes in his document, Omale, Sodi Mechurulach, this particular Soda, the right corner, the blue one, the green one, that's the one I'm selling to you. But Chutz Misada Ploinis, but I'm not selling to you the Soda Ploinis. So now let me ask you a question. Ahi, Hudle Kani, Ho Achanaisa Kani. Would you say Dafka, that one is not because he wrote Chutz, but all the other eight, he wouldn't be Koina. In other words, one of them he's certainly selling. And then he says, but not the second one, not the other one next to it. No, not that one. So you're going to go and say, okay, so the Chutz was helpful, that only that was excluded, but all the others are Achanaisa Kani, but the other eight fields that he owns are sold? Of course not. Like Kani. The same thing over here, even though he specified in this Teida, it was unnecessary to say Chutz Misada Ploinis. I'm only selling this property. I say I'm selling you 150 Riverside Drive. Do I have to say, but I'm not selling you 160 and not 170? And if I do write those words, and not 160 and not 170, does that mean that I'm selling to you 180 and 190? Of course not. I'm only selling to you 150. Same thing over here when it comes to the Charuv. Even though he's not selling any of the Charuvim, all of them he's retaining, but he has particular desires for that one, for whatever reason. And he said, but I'm not selling you that Sadan, but it doesn't take away from any other Charuvs or Sadan. Zokimar, Elekan, Ochanam, Elekan. Ve'ikriyamri, that's another version, which is very similar. Ve'ikriyamri, Boy Menir of Achabar, Hunamir of Shesh, it's the same individuals. What happens if Reuven sells to Shimon instead of saying Chutz, Mechorev Ploini, he says, Chutz Mechatsi Chorev Ploini. I'm retaining for myself half of this particular box of tree, or Chutz Mechatsi San Ploini, or I'm retaining for myself half of this sycamore tree. Mahu, what's the difference? Zoktimar, Shar Cheruvin Vadi Leikani. This second Loshoin is following up on the first Loshoin, and therefore all the other nine trees are certainly not sold. Because that's what we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said the Feirish, even if you say he b'chol mashe b'soicha lo imocha lo yisachar v'morkev lo yisam neshikma. So the other nine, there's nothing to talk about. Ho mashe shir b'oisecharev kani. My question is, in this particular charev tree where he said I'm retaining half of the tree, what happens if he would have said nothing? He would have retained the entire tree by saying I'm retaining for myself half of the tree. Does that mean that only half of the tree, or even though he only used the expression, but he doesn't take away from the rights that he has in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, you have a right to all 10 trees. You have a right to that full tree, not only to half of the tree. The other 9 for sure are not sold. They are retained by the Moicher. However, because this Moicher said, I'm being Meshayer, half of the Choruv, half he retains for himself, and the other half, in fact, he did sell to the Lekech after all. Or do we say, even though what he wrote was kind of Devorim Betelim Umevutolim, kind of Shtusarai, which Rambam uses that expression, Bishvul She'omer Shtus Zeh, Ein Lono Loimer Shemocha Mashle Rotzalim Kor, etc. So even though he did what is, seems to be totally foolish, nevertheless, he retains the whole right to the whole Chorev, not only to the Chatzi Chorev I'm keeping for myself, but he gets the entire Chorev. Amaleis, he says, Loikani, the Lekeach gets nothing, and even though the expression that this fellow used of Chotzi, I'm retaining for myself, Chutz Mechatzi Chorev, seems to be strange and unnecessary, fine, you're right. Amalemaisa, Loikani, meaning that the Lekeach gets nothing, and the Moicher retains all the rights. And once again, say the Meforshim, the Rishbam would say over here too, what have we gained by being Meshayach Chotzi Chorev? What we've gained, according to Rishbam, is that he would go and get the derech to that Chatzi Chorev. So therefore, if half of the Chorev was leaning to the west and half to the east, he would not have to go and purchase a derech, likach le derech, to get to the eastern side, or to the western side, depending on where the Moicher is situated. To half of the Chorev, he wouldn't have to go and buy a derech. To get to the other side of the Chorev, for that already he would have to be Lekech Lederach, according to Rabbi Akiva. And according to the Chum, at least he knows that if there's a Bezdin Toyin, at least he keeps that half. But Ein Achanami, it's at Ikar Adin, he gets the whole thing, Bako Mikokom. So something more, so we just paskin now, that even though, that is Rav Sheshis just paskin, even though the person said, I'm keeping for myself half, he keeps for himself the whole thing. Frank Timor Eisvel, ask you a kasha. What happens if you have our case? Chutz mechatzi chorav, chutz mechatzi sadim ploini, shar charuvin loy kana. It's mashma, the lekeach doesn't get anything in the other charuv. But in this chatzi chorav is mashma, he does get the shiur, he does get the second half. Frey timorah is a shver. My lav shar charuvin hud loy kana. Hamash shir ba'oisai charuv kana, the lekeach does get the other half of that charuv. Not like Rav Sheshis Paskin. Amalei, no, loy. Afil mashir b'yisacharim nami loy kana. The Lekeach gets 0 of the charuvin, not the 9, and not even half of the 10th. And again, the Gemara gives the same raya as the Gemara said before. Teida, think with seichel. Til amalei, sodi mechurulach, chutz mechasot vachatzi sode ploim. What happens if a person again has 10 fields? He sells him one entire field and he says, oh, make sure I'm selling you this field, but not half of the field next door. And of course, he didn't sell any part of the field next door. But that's what he wrote into the shtar. This field I sell you, but not half of the field next door. So would you say, ahu, hud loy kana, or idach kana? Are you going to go and say that this particular one that the lekeach is not kana, but the other half, or for that matter, any other fields, he was kaina? No. Eloikani. Achanami loikani. Vishnaitzach, if I'm only selling this particular field, I can go and add, but I'm not selling you half of the other field. I'm not selling you any part of the other field. Why do he add those funny terms? Rishbam says, it says, ashtus zeh. Because he said this narishkeit, but that doesn't take away his essential rights, that we're only selling sada A, we're not selling sada B, and not only we're not selling half of sada B, we're not selling any part of sada B. Okay, with this we've concluded that discussion, and now we go over to a totally different sugya, totally different inyan. The reason why we go into this totally different inyan is because, as you recall on the top line of this Amud, we quoted the Dayani Goyla, which was Shmuel Vakarna. We quoted them Lagabi yesterday's Gemara. When we get to the answer to this Shaila, we're going to see on the Amud Beis, the Gemara again is going to quote Tayone Goyla. So therefore, since we quoted once Tayone Goyla, Ravina Ravashi decided to add this new Shaila, unrelated to the previous Shaila, because we're going to get back to Tayone Goyla. So boy mine Rav Amma me Rav Chisda. Hamaf get Eitzel Chaver Bishtar. A person owned Lamashal a gold watch, and he left it as a bikodin by the shomer. Please hold on to this watch. I'm going to come back in a week or two, and I want you to give it back to me. Fine, I'll be happy, but I want you to please give me some sort of receipt. Give me a ticket. Give me a receipt. In other words, a piece of paper. It's not different than if you went into the cleaners and you left your suit there for a week, and he gives you also a receipt or a ticket or whatever you want to call it, and then a week later you hand back the ticket and he gives you back the suit. So what happened over here? Mafkin Tzachaver Bishtar, it was taka such a receipt. Yeah, I got from you the gold watch. The Omoloi, and now the Mafkin come back a week or 2 weeks later and he said, no, can you give me back my watch? The Omoloi, Yisatimlach, I gave it back to you. Don't you remember yesterday you were here? Tell me, are you having dementia? Are you drunk? I gave it back to you yesterday. It's all yours. Ah, Ma, what's then? Who do we believe? Do we believe the mafkid or do we believe the shoymer? Ma, mi amrinen migadi by amr nensu mehemon hashinami mehemon. What happened? The shoymer would say, "Oh, you didn't hear? There was a terrible fire that broke out overnight. It was a total oinus. I had nothing to do with it. In fact, I was sleeping across the street. I wake up in the morning. There are five fire engines. Nebuchadnezzar's rafe, and they say Nebuchadnezzar was a short circuit or whatever. There was some terrible oinus, and Nebuchadnezzar the watch got destroyed." Now, we all know that Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar are they chayv or they potter bo'inzim?
Potter.
So, Iboy Omar, I could have said, instead of saying, I could have told you a better taina. I could have said, so unfortunately, there was a fire and it was destroyed. So, I'm potter, you know, I'm just a Shomer Chinam or even just a Shomer Sachar, but I'm potter bo'inzim. So, clearly, if a person says Nansu, if the Shomer says Nansu, he's Mohammed, he's believed. And the Gemara is going to say, on the Amud Beis, which Bam says already now, you can't just go and say a bold answer. Nemzu, you're going to have to back it up with the Shavua. The person will say, you want to be Potter because of Nemzu, make a Shavua that in fact it was burned or whatever the Oinus was. Bam, he's believed. Zokti Mara Madach, he could have said the Tain of Nemzu. Now he has a Migoy that he could have said Nemzu. So even though he didn't say Nemzu, just says, Achzar Timloch, Ashanami Mehemon, do we say he's believed? With the taina that he could have said that's oy gilma, or perhaps omalei, the person that's holding, the person that was the mafkid, says to him, shtar chamiyoni, my boy, if it's true what you're saying, that you gave me back already the watch yesterday, how come I still have the receipt in my hand? How come I still have the ticket? After all, just like the launderer or the cleaners would have said, give me back the receipt and I'll give you your suit. You want to get your watch back? Then give me back the receipt. Give me back your ticket. So why am I still holding on to the shtar? So that shtar should be stronger than the migoy. It should be almost like a migoy b'makim edim. I have the shtar in my hand. It says on it, I gave you the watch to watch. And where is it? And you see, I'm still holding on to the shtar. He said, Omele, he told the man. No, he is still believed that shoymer that says echzar demlach, he's believed migui that he could have said nemzu. Pray tomorrow, but lemaisa v'lein lishtar chav yodi my boy. Bottom line is, why am I still holding on to the receipt if you told me that you gave it back? Omaleisi told him on the top. Let me ask you a question. What happens vitaka? Not that he had a migui, but he actually said nemzu. V'chi omalei nemzu mi motzi omalei shtar chav yodi my boy. Would he be able to, in that case, would the mafkid be able to go and say, how come I'm still holding on to the shtar? Of course not. The reason why you're holding on to the shtar, because it was Nebuchadnezzar's reif, and that's why you're still holding on to your receipt. But the ma'isa was nemas. So you see that even though he said, shtar chabiyodi my boy, but the ma'isa, if he would have said nensu, the fact that you're holding on to the shtar is le'malav le'mayr. So even though I didn't say nensu, I said, hechzar timlach, that I could have said Nensu. In the case of Nensu, your Shtar Chabiyani, my boy, would have been Lo Malav Leimoyrit. So in the case of Chzar Tamloch, says Yimar, it's also Lo Malav Leimoyrit. And we follow, according to Rav Chizda, we believe the Shoimer when he says, I return it to you. Amalei, he says to Soif Soif, Ki Amalei Nenzu Laf Shavua Boy. When a person says Nenzu, doesn't he have to make a Shavua? And therefore the Gemara assumes for a short moment that when the person says Echzar Timloch, he does not have to make a Shavua because he has the strength of the Nenzu. Miga could have said Nenzu. Says, so, okay, Mazel Tov, he could have said Nenzu. But had he said Nenzu, he would have to make a Shavua. So when he says Echzar Timloch, he also should have to make a Shavua. And for Gemara, Hachanami my Neman, when I said, Rav Chizda said Neman, I meant Takanem B'Shavua, 100% right. The Shomer has to make a Shavua. What's his Shavua? Shavua that Hechzar Timloch, and he is believed, and the Mafkin loses the case.
Why does the Mafkin have this receipt then still?
What the reason? Oh, very good. So the Mepharshim explained that the reason why he didn't demand the receipt is because, as opposed to the Bezin Shultoyin, this fellow over here, who was the Shomer, was a Talmud Chacham. And he knows that when you say Nenzu with a Shmur, you're believed, even though the other guy is holding on to the Shtar. So even though I'm saying Chzar Tumlach is the truth, I could have said Nenzu, but the truth of the matter is I gave it back. Why didn't I demand getting back the receipt? He told me he can't find it now, he lost it, whatever. Fine, it doesn't bother me, because if he ever finds the Shtar and he comes back and says, give me back my payout, I have a migu that I could have said Nenzu, and anytime you say Nenzu, then there is no taina of the Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. So since I know that those are my legal rights, I didn't insist, okay, if you can't go and give me back the original ticket, the original receipt, let's write out a new Shtar. I didn't bother with that because I figured if this ever comes into court again, no problem. I'll tell them at that time, I could have said Nenzu. As a result of saying Nenzu, the Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy, is no Leimal V'Leimayim, and that's why I didn't insist on getting a Shtar or a Shoyv or a receipt, because I figured I'm going to win the case either way. Okay, so this was the halacha. This was the halacha of Rav Chizda. So remember, according to Rav Chizda, in a case of Pikodoin, we're not talking about Halva, we're talking about a case of Pikodoin, the Shoyimit believed to say Hechzar Timlach. Migoy, he could have said Nansuf, Abba Mitashua. Let us say that halacha that we just quoted now in the name of Rav Chizda is really Machlokes Tanoim. Who is Machlokes Tanoim? Deciding we have a braisa. We start with the braisa Shtar Kis, a package Shtar. What does that mean? We'll see in a moment. Shtar Kis, a yoitz al yisoyim min. Tayyone goyla. Oh, that's why we have this Gemara, because we have Tayyone goyla on the Amid Aleph, we have Tayyone goyla here on the Amid Beis. Tayyone goyla amri nishba v'goy v'kuloi. The Diyoni Eretz Yisrael. Now, Diyoni Goyla, that was Shmuel and Kara. Who are Diyoni Eretz Yisrael? Says Rejbam. Look it up in Sanhedrin. And there it says on Daf Yed Zayin, it's Reb Ami and Reb Asi. Fine. Before we continue on, just as a short footnote, the Gemara is saying that the halacha of Rav Chizda is L'choyre Machloikis Tanoim. The Machloikis that we find is these are not Tanoim. These are all Amirayim. And that's the kasha that many of the Farshim ask, and because of that, there are svarim that are not goyreis leiv plukta dahani tanoi, no leiv plukta dahani. You know, they take out the word tanoi, they take out the hani tanoi, leiv plukta. Let us say that Rav Chizda's halacha is not ungenum and it's not unanimous, but in fact that it's a machlokes among the contemporaries, among the amirai. Okay, now what is this shtarkis? So we'll see in the Gemara another couple of lines. This Gemara is reminding us of the beautiful Gemaras that we had back in Bava Metzia in Perek Ezehu Neshech, where you had a financier who was giving money to a person who was going to put in what they call today the sweat equity. You have the real equity, the capital, and then you have the sweat equity, the person that's going to take the money and use that money to go and hopefully make income. So for instance, you have a person who's great as a grocer, but he needs capital to open the store and to pay the rent and to buy all of the groceries, to sell it, he buys it wholesale, sells it retail. So the deal that they used to make is, and the Gemara says that this is what they instituted in Neher Da'a, that when you have an iska similar to what we talk about today, a heter iska, that what's the problem with a heter iska? Why do you have to have a heter iska? You have to have a heter iska because we're always concerned about that there shouldn't be a ribis issue. So if the financier is going to give money to the sweat equity individual, and that person is going to give him back a portion of the income, You always have to worry, maybe he's giving him an interest. He's giving him ribbis. So what do? So the financier goes and gives him, lemoshel, $1,000. And he tells him, of this $1,000, half of it, $500, is a halva'ah. And half of it, 50%, is a pikadon. What's the difference between the pikadon and the halva'ah? Who has the achrayus to make sure that it's repaid? If it happens to be a pikadon, then the achrayus is on the sweat equity person who's taking it. He has to give back the pikadon. Unless chas v'shalom is an oinus. But otherwise, he has to give back like any pikadon. As far as halva is concerned, that halva is muvelahit sodden it. No, he got that money, and naturally he has to go and return the money, but it has a din of teyus halva. Who has now the achrayus on it? It's not the achrayus on the shoimer, it's on the financier. If it's lost, it's lost. So now, what the Gemara is trying to tell us is, it's 50% a halva, and 50% it happens to be a pikadon. What's the nafki mina for our purposes? Says Rishbam very, very nicely, there's a major nafki mina. Because although Rav Chisda just paskin, in the case of pikadon, if a person gave a gold watch to a shoimer to go and hold, and the shoimer a week later says, I'm sorry, Mr. Hechzar Tamloch, I gave it back to you, he's believed migoy that he could have said netzu. That was the halach of Rav Chisda. Let's substitute. Instead of talking about a gold watch, let us say that the mafkid gave him $100 to go and watch. Please watch this $100 for me. And he gave him a ticket, he gave him a receipt, whatever. And now, a week later, he says, no, where's the $100? Don't you remember I gave you the $100 back? What's the halach in this case? Would he be believed to say, hechzar tamloch, migui nenensu? And the answer to Rishbam is, of course not. He would not be believed. Why wouldn't he be believed? Because when it comes to halva, there is no excuse of nensu. Nensu is only shaykh legabi ashem rechinim or ashem esachar, but not legabi a case of halva. Now, halva, you have to go and return it. You can't go and say there was a fire, there was a milvelo itzon. No, you don't expect the milva to remain in the house when a fire breaks out, or you have a list of mezuyan, or any other type of oinus. You gotta go and says halva milvelo itzon. No, I never expect you to hold on to it. I expect you to go and spend it and invest it and do whatever you have to do, and now you gotta return it. So that very same individual, if he received a gold watch as a pikadon, as well as the $100 as a halva, and now the original mafkid says, give me back my money and give me back the gold watch. So vis-a-vis the gold watch, we said, according to Rav Chisda, according to Rav Chisda, we said that vis-a-vis the gold watch, the shoimer is believed. However, the gabi, the $100, kuli alma moida, that the shoimer would not be believed, because there's no migu that he could have said nansa. And therefore the mafkid will be believed to go and get that back. So now, converting that case of the mafkid giving him both the watch plus a $100 halva, he's not really a mafkid, he's really a malva. We're calling him mafkid just to Lesabris oizen, to make it easy to understand. So when he gave him these two objects, the watch together with the cash, vis-a-vis the watch, says Reb Chisda, the shoimer is believed to say Echzartemach. However, the Gabi the Halva, everybody would agree, you're not believed to say Echzartemach. So now in this case of the Shtar Kis, which by definition, well, that's why he has a shtar. We're talking about with the shtar. So shtar has Edom signed on it. Okay? No problem. So now, in our case, since we're talking about a shtar kiss, the shtar kiss baked into it is both a halva'ah and a pikadon. Because the $1,000 that he gave him to go and open up a business and buy wholesale and sell retail and all that, no, the terms of that were chatzi halva'ah and chatzi pikadon. The reason why they instituted that way is that we shouldn't have a ribbis situation. Because he's only going to go with the amount of income that he's going to get as the financier. I mean, he gave him the money because he wants to get some income. The income that's going to be produced is going to be on the pikadon, not on the halva. since the income is on the pikadon, then it's not a halva situation. What makes it a pikadon as opposed to halva? As to who has the achrayas on it or not. Anyway, Sezokti Mor, every shtar kis therefore has both a halva aspect to it. Excuse me. Thank you. Thank you, Roger. As well as a pikadon aspect to it. Oh, so let's see what the halach is. Leimibel looked at the Hani Tanoi, take out Hani Tanoi. The son we learned in the Braitha, Shtar Kis, Hayoitz Ali Yisoymim. Nebuch, the original Shoymer that received the halva and the pikadon, in other words, that $1,000 to put in the sweat equity, Taka sweated so much, then Nebuch, the guy, passed away. The original financier comes to them and says, you have to give me my money back. What happens now? He says to the Yisoymim, Amri Nishba Kuloi. He's going to have to make a shvuah. Why? Like any time that you want to be goyver from Yisoyim, you have to go and make a shvuah. So he's going to make a shvuah saying, I didn't get paid from your father. You owe me the money. What's the din? The goyver kuli is going to get the entire amount back. The entire amount, not only the halva portion, but even the pikodoin portion. Even the pikodoin portion. Why shouldn't the assignment be believed? Tainidim liyasmi. They should be able to go and say, our father, echzartim lach, he gave it back to you. And if he would be alive and he says, echzartim lach, he would be believed. Migui, that he could have said nansu. So why is the mafkid, or the financier, why is he entitled to be goy vekuloi, should only be able to go and get chetzion? And in fact, that's what the Yoni Eretz Yisrael Amri. The Yoni Eretz Yisrael Amri, nishba vegoy vemachza. You only go and collect 50%. In other words, even though the mafkid, the financier, makes a shvuah and saying, I give your father, I never got the money back, I make a shvuah, you owe me the money, they only have to go and pay, he can only collect 50%.
And the 50 is the pikadon or the loan?
Okay, so let's think about that. The gabi, the loan, if his father were alive and he said, hechzartim lach, would he be believed?
No.
So are the soyman believed? Also not. The son is certainly not better than the father. So on that part, certainly the financier will be able to give back the loan. What about the pikodoin? He's the mafkid. He gave the loan to the father, not the phone, the loan. The pikodoin to the father. What did Rav Chisda say? That the father who took the pikodoin was the shoimer. If he said, Hechzar temlach, would he be believed? Yes, migur denansu. So now Tanin and Liasmi, we say to them, you should say now the name of your father, the father, Hechzar Temloch, that he gave it back. He would be believed, and that's why you can only be goy v'mechza. So therefore, the Gemara wants to say, as we'll see in another line, that the machloik is the yoni goyle, the yoni Eretz Yisrael, is do we follow Rav Chisda or not? Everybody holds that this shtar kis, like we had in Perek, Ezo Neshech, the Amri Nerdoi, Islu de Nerdoi, the Amri Nerdoi, Hai Iska. Iska is like a heter Iska, to avoid any potential ribis issues. Hai Iska Palga Milvo, Palga Pikot. And therefore, the financier is not going to go and get a return on the 100% of the money, he's only going to get on half of the money. Which half? The pikodin half, not on the halva half, because if you got income on the halva half, you'd have ribis. So that's why they split it up and they said, we deem the iska to be half milva and half pikod. Okay, so what's the machlokes now between the Dioni Goyla, Shmuel and Karna, or the Dioni Eretz Yisrael, Rab Ami v'Rabasi, my labokim v'vigid, marsav v'matzi amalei shtar chabiyodi my boy. Not legabi the halva portion, but gabi the pikodin portion. He has the shtar kiss, he has that shtar still in his pocket, he has it in his hat. So he said, why do I have that shtar? Oh, Marsava, Motzi Amalei Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. Who is that Marsava? That's the first Maniyama, that's the Dayani Goyler. They say that the Mafkid has a good taina. You see, I'm still holding on to my receipt, I'm still holding on to the ticket. And so therefore, what you're saying, Shoimer, that you returned to me, is not true. And therefore not like Rav Chisda. And because of the shvua that the mafkid, the financier, is making, he collects everything. The part which is alva, of course he collects. Because the faloiva says, I paid you, he is not believed. Why isn't believed migun nenansu? Nentzu is not a taina, like gabi halva, only gabi pikadai. So therefore, that part he certainly loses. But the Diyari Goyle go one step further, and they say that even the gabi, the case of the pikadai, the mafkid will lose. Why will the mafkid lose? Because the Yisoyimim go and say, not the Yisoyimim go and say, because the mafkid says, shtorcha biyodi my boy. So not like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said on the Omer Aleph that the father of these Yisoyimim would be believed legabe di pikodoin. Why would he be believed legabe di pikodoin? Because he can go and say, hechzartum lach. I, Yena has the shtar, migu that I could have said, ne'entzu. Ah, that's what Rav Chisda said. The Yonei Goyle disagree, and they say, no, the taina of shtorcha biyodi my boy overrides, overcomes, trumps your migoy, after all, he's still holding on to the shtar, and that's why he'll be able to be goyve everything. The person who gave the money will be able to get the halva automatically, because the other one, chzar tumlach migoy denensu, is just not a believable taina legabe. It's meaningless legabe halva, but it's even meaningless legabe pikodin, and not like Rav Chisda said on the Omer Aleph that you're mehemen with a migoy. He's not mehemen with a migoy, because the other one says shtarcha biyadi my boy. Umar sover, meaning the Yoni Eretz Yisrael, that says nijiv v'goy v'mechza loy loy. So the Bach adds a couple of words over here. Loy matzi amalei shtarcha biyadi my boy. You're not believed with the shtarcha biyadi my boy. Why are you not believed? Because the Shoimer can go and say, in this case not the Shoimer, but the Yisoimer can go and say, the Tateh Zartam, he gave you back the money. Really, he gave you back the money? But I'm holding on to the Shtar. We don't believe you when you say the Shtar, because Migu that he could have said Nansu. So Tanin Li Asmi, Zartam Loch, Migu Nansu, and the Shtar Chaviyadi, my boy, therefore becomes an irrelevant or meaningless statement.
But in the case of this, since it's all one package of money, okay, how can we divide it? I mean, we're dividing it legally, and it's a legal fiction.
Exactly.
It's a legal fiction in order to avoid the ribbis problem.
Okay.
And so people can acquire money for investment and to make a living.
Good.
But the money itself is a package.
Mm-hmm.
So to say he returned part of it, but the whole shtar is there, and it was all payable as it were.
Understood.
All payable in one installment.
Absolutely. If the father were alive, that is the sweat equity person, the person that received the funds from the financier, he presumably would have said, I give you back all of your money, including your income on your part of the bikon. I give you everything back. The question is, what of that taina, would we believe him totally? Would we believe him nothing? Or do we believe him 50%? Says the Dayani Eretz Yisrael, we believe him 50%. We don't believe him legabi on the halva portion, because the halva portion, I gave it back to you.
You have no counterclaim.
Exactly. That's totally meaningless. But on the 50%, which happens to be the pikadon, that you're believed. Why are you believed? Because that's what Rav Chisda said on the Omer Aleph. Maybe he could have said Nensu. He's going to say Nensu on the whole kit and caboodle, the whole package.
Right.
On 50%, he would be believed Nensu, but the other 50%, he's not believed. So he's have one taina, but legally we're going to split
it.
In a sense. Exactly. So the Choyra, the halach of Rav Chisda, is now totally in this machloikis. The Yonei Goyle and the Yonei Eretz Yisrael. Every more Amri Loi. The Kuli Alma Isla Rav Chisda. Could be everybody agrees to Rav Chisda. The Hocha Mahocha Mifligi. The Mar Sover Im Isa De Pare Mevi Hava Omar. What does that mean? The Gemara says that if the original father of the Yisayim was alive, everybody would agree to Rav Chisda. And in fact, you would only be able to be Goyve Mechza. Because on half, you would be believed to go and say, However, do the B'nai, the Yoni Goyle say, it's not because they disagree with Rav Chisda, they agree with Rav Chisda. But what they say is, not only does the Mafkid say, the Mafkid says, my boy, if you gave it back to me, why am I holding on to the shtar? So he said before, that falls away in the face of Nensu, because he could have said Nensu, the migoy is stronger. Says the Gemara, that's if the financier was still alive. But since, not the financier, the sweat equity person, he was still alive. But since he passed away, now, before he passed away, shouldn't he have told his children, Kiddalach, you see the grocery, you know, how did I open my grocery? Because Yanko Smith is a nice, magnanimous investor, and he trusted me, and he gave me the money for the grocery. I have good news for you. Baruch Hashem, I paid him back. Ah, so now, normally we say, Bat Yisoyim, Yisoyim can go and make a shvua, shvui pakadnu lono abba, father didn't say anything. The Gemara is saying over here, because on the one side, he has a shtar, that ticket, that receipt that he gave him the money, and that was never given back. Under normal circumstances, if the father was still alive, shtar chav yadi, my boy, is not a winning taina. Why? Because the other guy can say, migun and ensu. However, once the father passed away, since the fellow is holding on to the shtar, and the yorshim say, our father didn't say that it was paid, the combination of those two strengthens the shtar, then in such a case we say that Itaka did not pay him after all. So even Rav Chisda say that the Yonah Goyla would agree with us that Nishba, the Goyva Kule, and the Migu would fall off in the face of a shtar chabiyodi, my boy, combined with that the father didn't say anything to the children, I paid off this loan and this investment. See, if you look at the last, look at the Rishbam, about 8 lines from the bottom of the Amid. Hachisina. Left side, 8 lines. Look, the Kuli Amid is a little chiz. Vahach, tiyane goyle sari ba'al mesfil and kref chiz the neneman loy mechzat of lach. The father would be believed in me goy.
The father himself.
The father himself. Avigabi yasmi lekele mei mahachi. Why? To keep him the ikish tara biyad noisin. He still has his shtar. He doesn't say, I paid you. And now, Leitanina, the father, because the father Nebuch is dead. And now, Leitanina, he asked me, Dim Isa de Pare, if in fact he would have paid. Before he passed away, we'd say, Kinlelach, I want you to all be tired of Erev Chayim, I want you to be honest, and I want you to learn every day. And I also want to tell you, Baruch Hashem, I paid off the financier, and you don't have to worry about it. Vahasha de Ika Tarti. See, I'm like Tarti L'Reyesa. Number one, Shtar Bihana Noisen. V'gam lo yitziv v'shahas misa. Hilkach, even Rav Chisda would agree, say the Diyana Goyla, that in this case, he would not be believed. The Yasmin. Fellow, the Shoymer would not be believed. The Yasmin would not be believed. But rather, the Mafkid, the financier, is believed on Kula. Very good. So that's, sounds very nice. So based on that, so what do the Dayone Eretz Yisrael hold? Why do they say Nijma v'goyve mechza? Umar Sovar, back to the Gemara, Eim Malachamovis who the Anse. That was going to be his next word. He was about to go and say, Kindlech, I want you to know I paid off the loan, the investment that the financier gave me. But unfortunately, at the last moment, before he had a chance to say it, Nebuch the Malachamovis came in, and he wasn't able to say a word. No, and this new pshat that you have double lereyisa, that you have the shtar biyad anoisin, the gamli tibishas misa, that gamli tibishas misa falls away. He wanted to say it, he didn't get the opportunity to say it.
Why don't we say then that the Eretz Yisrael say that he collects nothing? Because on half of it it's a pikadon, and therefore. It's
the only Eretz Yisrael,
right,
on the halva portion, even if the father was alive, and he would say, Rabbi Hechzar Tavlach, he would not be believed.
It's only on the 50% pikadon that the honest or the claim of honest has any force.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly right. Theft, if you want to take a quick look at the earlier Rishbam, my love. My love, bepalga de bikon kamifilgi, but Rav Chisda yom liel, nema bepalga de, nema. To bepalga de milva hakol moidim, everybody agrees, not only Rav Chisda, the yana goyla, the yana, everybody agrees, the nishba, the goyva oisai, he can go and collect. The filia bevuim kayim, even if the father was still alive, and he says, echzartim, echzartim, echzartim. Leimotzi toin echzarti, he would not be believed. The omelesh tochem yoni, my boy. Ah, you have a tiny migoy that nensu. Tiny migoy lekod, I feel him nensu. Tzorch lahachzid, amil v'yigabe. You gotta go and give back alvo. You can't go and say, oh, I'm sorry, I fell on hard times. There was a fire, there was a this, there was a that. You gotta go and pick that alvo. Say, chzartim lach migoy nensu, never is believed in the gavi alvo. So that's why everybody agrees at least in Nishba v'goyva chatzi. Question is, are you also goyva the pikadon portion? Right. So Gemara said in the first pshat that that's the machlokes if you hold like Rav Chizda or not. According to new pshat, no, could be everybody agrees to Rav Chizda, but that only tan of Rav Chizda only helps for the father. It doesn't help for the assignment. Why doesn't it help for the assignment? Because by the assignment, we have two tainas against them. Number one, why am I still holding on to the shtar if your father paid? And number two, if your father paid, how come he didn't even tell you anything? You don't even know anything about it. So the whole thing smells. You got to pay me the whole thing. While the other man, the Amma, the Dioni Eretz Yisrael, said he wanted to tell him, but Malachim of his daughter. So the Gemara tells us now, Shalach Rafuna bar Avid, Hamavket Eitz Chaveri Bishtar. The Omulech Echzar Tivlach, he is Naman. Oh, just like Rav Chizda said on the Amr Aleph, if he says Echzar Tivlach Naman, why is he Naman? Naman Migur, they could have said
Nenasti.
Now, if that, no, Nensu.
No,
no problem, that's fine. So now, based on that, we see he holds like Rav Chizda. So what should he hold the Gabi the Shtar Kis? Now we're not talking about Yisoyim, we're now talking about the original individual. The Shtar Kis, which is Chutzi Mechetz Mechetz Halva, and Mechetz Mikodin, what should L'choyre be the Din? L'choyre the Din should be exactly like the Dioni Eretz Yisrael. The Nishba B'goy the Mechetz. He can certainly collect on the
Halva.
On the halva portion, because the other person is not believed to say hechzar tumloch, but there's no migui. However, on the pikodin portion, the chayri should lose because he could say hechzar tumloch migui denensu. And guess what happens? Ushtar kisa yoytzal yisoyim nishba v'goy v'kuloy. You could be goy v'everything, just like the Dione Goyle said, which is not like Rav Chizda, because according to Rav Chizda, you can only be goy v'half. Feitimara tarti, you're soisi yourself. In the same sentence, you're saying we paskin like Rav Chizda, and then you say, well, we don't paskin like Rav Chizda, and then make up your mind. Everything Gemara Shani Hosam, Dim Isa de Pare, May Vahava Omar. Oh, so therefore we are talking Nochamul Legabe, the case of Yesoimim, the Shtar Kis Hayyoyta Al Yesoimim. Right? So we have two cases. The first case, Amafkele Tzchaveiroi, is when the father is still alive. Then we hold like Rav Chizda. The Shtar Kis HaYetzir Yisoyim means the father is no longer alive. Now, normally we'd say, okay, the Yisoyim will tain it for the Yisoyim, the same thing as for the father. So let's say on the Bikudin portion, Echzar Tumlach Migud Enensu, again, because it's a Shtar Kis, on the Bikudin portion, let's believe the father's taina. Yeah, normally I would say we believe the father's taina. Shani Hasan, the Pari Mevi Amar, just like the Gemara said a moment ago, the father would have told the Yisoyim, I paid him off. So again, the Rishbam said, we have Tartalareya. So what's a Tartalareya? So number one, the other guy's holding on to the shtar. If he paid me, how come he didn't ask for the shtar? So normally that doesn't work against the Migui. But in addition to that, the fact that your father didn't tell you anything, that the combination of those two shows that I'm right and that you're wrong. Rava Omer, Hilchas Anishba v'goyve mechza. We're talking goyve mechza, just like the Dioni Eretz Yisrael, because we hold like Rav Chizda, as well as we're not worried about this taina meivahav Omer, because we say Malachim Ovas Udiatze. Omer Marzutra, Hilchas at the Dioni Goyle. We pass on the Dioni Goyle. What did Dioni Goyle say? Goyve Sakoy. Are you arguing with the great Rava? I mean, obviously the Amiroim, Marzutra could say, yes, I do argue with him. But the Gemara prefers not to have any machlekes, and that they should both be on the same page. If Rava said Nishma v'goy v'mechza, that means he's passing like the DNA Eretz Yisrael. Right?
Yes.
Who hold Nishma v'goy v'mechza.
Yes.
You, on the other hand, Marzutra just say DNA Goyla. So are you arguing with Rava? No, I'm not arguing with Rava. Anan, the Dayani Goila, Ibcha Masdin Allah. In fact, when we learned the Gemara, remember they didn't have printed Gemaras in those times. So when we learned the Dayani Goila, we learned Daka just the opposite. That it was the Dayani Goila that said Nishma Vagoiva Mechza. It was the Dayani Eretz Yisrael that said Nishma Vagoiva Kulai. So when I bask it now, like the Dayani Goila, I Daka meant Nishma Vagoiva Mechza.
Like Rava.
Just like Rava. So if you look here now in Ayin Aleph, Omid Aleph, go down to the Rishbam right before the Mishnah. Ibchav tat masnizen. That what the yoni goyla amri nishba goyla mechza. The hainanamik rava, and therefore there's no machloikas. Marzutra and Rava and Rav Chizda, they all paskin nishba goyla mechza and nahat kulei. Stop over here. Have a wonderful day.
Remind me what.